Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight looking at the price of cheeseburgers. That's right. The Wall Street Journal has guided me to the revelation that inflation is in the cheeseburgers, which is why they're so expensive, $12 at a local eatery I've tested in Connecticut, and why they're not going to become any less expensive, nor all the other foods that are attached to a cheeseburger meal. In fact, what we have here is a revelation that while the administration and the newspapers and all the smart people kept their eye on the price of gasoline, that price went into cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers and food and everything at the grocery store. And so we begin with that conversation, the high price of cheeseburgers and food. We then turn to the Biden administration's belief that Bidenomics is working. That is not the perception of the American people. And given that this is an election year, the perception is the fact. We also move immediately overseas, where there's also inflation, not as much growth here, but there's more trouble in Europe than we have in the United States. Right now, the trouble begins with a leak out of the Bundeswehr. Officers talking about the Taurus missile, German, the Storm Shadow missile, the UK, and the indication that there are military personnel or contractors or advisors in Ukraine to guide the Ukrainians how to use these air-to-ground missiles that are launched from warplanes. There's discussion everywhere about additional weaponry for Ukraine, and these two events, the Taurus and the Storm Shadow, I'm told, would be significant in blunting the Russian offensive that may be underway or may be planned. It's unclear, but it is the fog of war. Then we're off to discuss Ukraine and what it needs from the U.S., which is guns and ammo, and the holdup in the Congress and questions asked, what's in it for us? Questions asked, how does this help anything? Bradley Bowman and Mark Montgomery of the FDD joined to answer those questions. Bradley has an image that I find compelling. He said, what we're being asked to do is pass a baseball bat over the back fence to our neighbor who can hold off an unruly home invasion. That is the equivalent of the money asked for guns and ammo for Ukraine. Then it's off to London to talk to Joe Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal, one about China, how it used to be envy for China. China for a day, wouldn't it be grand, all that growth? And now no one wants to be China. Everybody wants to be USA for today. The worm turned. The Chinese Communist Party business plan is not effective, and it's taken X number of years in capitalism to identify the difficulty. They do not understand competition or capitalism or the genius of enterprise, private enterprise. They don't understand it, don't want to understand it, and therefore they're stuck in reproducing widgets. And when you've produced enough widgets, you have surplus, and then you run into trouble again. They're doing it. They did it with solar panels. They're doing it now with electric vehicles. They're swamping the market with electric vehicles, all exactly the same, maybe a little different paint. But Europeans and the Americans are hip to this, and they will use tariffs to stop the Chinese from subsidizing their dumping. Well, they subsidize, and then they dump. Then the concern for the Biden administration's policy in Ukraine, what is it? Do we hear from the president on State of the Union about the policy? And what is the Biden administration's policy on the Gaza war? This or that? Unclear. It may be deliberately so, maybe because Mr. Biden is going to tell us on the State of the Union. He hasn't mentioned it in 23. And the guessing game here is that as long as it takes is the policy. That doesn't explain Congress's reluctance, nor the Biden administration's ineffectiveness to move Congress. They do control the Senate, and the House is close enough for a tie anytime they want it. And then a conversation with Michelle Hanlon, a professor, but most importantly, one of the co-founders of For All Moonkind, which is a non-prof looking to preserve the famous steps on the moon, Apollo 11 and all the other Apollos, and significant events in space exploration these last years and going forward for the century. I'm for a Smithsonian for the brave little flying toaster on Mars ingenuity. And, of course, Oppian Spirit both deserve attention by the Smithsonian on Mars. Conversation with Gregory Copley about ECOWAS, that's the organization, economic organization for West African states, in turmoil now because four members, Guinea, Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, tried to withdraw, were urged not to withdraw. They took the sanctions off of them. There are 15 nations, more than 330 million people. And the turmoil is the rejection of democracy, or what was passing for democracy, by military men, men with guns. That's happening almost as if it's a wave. Then a conversation about the Bundeswehr leak, Gregory Copley saying, this is incompetence. There's no other way to explain it. Why one of the officers on the call would use an open line after all their years of training. Conversation about Ethiopia, all against all, the Amhara, the Oromo, the central government. There are Russian advisors on hand to advise the central government, and that is not a positive. Finally, a conversation about King Charles, who greeted Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, on the day of the presentation of the budget in London. And we cheer on Prince Charles, King Charles, who's going to miss the Commonwealth Games at Westminster and sends his regards, but intends to make the trip in October to Australia, New Zealand, and the people of the South Pacific. Anyway, there's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.